Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from Studio E, our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station studio. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who help keep us free and safe. Now, we say that because we mean it, and those are the people that we support on this radio show, plus any patriotic American. If you're not part of that group, and you don't want to be, and you don't want to be patriotic and support the country, then get out of here. But anyway, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we stand behind and support and say thank you to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx and UPS. And Felix and the gang with the bulk mail, so trucks out there hauling the mail everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, our bulk fuel deliveries, delivering the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it goes. And not to forget about our Amazon warehouse people. A lot of them people are listening to us right now, and we do appreciate that. And we got a bunch of their drivers that are tuned into us, too, and we appreciate that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have over there, links to all the different hosts that we have on the program, and we also have some great things over there you can save a bunch of money with if that's what you want to do is save money. So go look, you'll find out. All righty, joining us right now on the Verdidio, we held him over for the next 30 minutes, none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. Oh, there you go. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, boy. You're supposed to punch the arrow to the left, and I punched it to the right. So you went out there to the right side of home plate.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I'm going to say this once and once only. We get someone every now and then that doesn't like us saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
To that person, I have two words. Wait a minute, three words. Four words. Turn your radio off. How's that?
Well, right. Yeah. Change the channel.
We are going to say that until the cows come home. And even after that, we're going to say that because the Pledge of Allegiance to America is so important. If you think what's in it and why we say it. And again, our country was founded on Judeo Christian values. Let that sink in for a while. It's there. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, certainly Vladimir Putin is worried about six countries joining Russia to oppose the UN's resolution for the Ukrainian peace plan. What's that all about? Have you heard anything about that yet?
I haven't heard too much about that, but I'm certainly aware that the idea of negotiating peace certainly is always the way to try to go. But I can't imagine, Captain, that Vladimir Putin would see peace negotiations as anything other than let me keep what I've already sort of conquered here, ultimately. And I don't think that the Ukrainian people would agree to such a thing.
No, and I think it's, you know, these countries are neighbors to Russia, and they don't want to be taken over by Russia because they're probably afraid that Russia would invade them just like they have the Ukrainians.
Well, one of the things that Putin is trying to do, or at least that he has designs to do, I think it was starting with Ukraine, but he wants to sort of cobble together the old Soviet Union as best as he can, because again, since I've said since the start of this war, you know, he wants to be Vlad the Great. He wants to either go out in a blaze of glory, and that would be fine because, he'll still be called Vlad the Great somehow, or he'll conquer everybody and still be Vlad the Great, but either way, he's got these terrible designs that don't match up with the modern world.
Now, we had an execution last night, the first one in Florida in a while. The court decided that it was time for the people on death row to start getting executed instead of just sitting there till whenever. And this particular gentleman was a convicted cop killer, amongst other things. He kind of used his last words to trash our good governor, Ron DeSantis, before the execution. And all I can say to that is consider the source.
Well, of course, yes.
And anybody that kills a cop, you know, I think the electric or even the injection, I guess he had a lethal injection, I think that's too good for him. I think they need to be lined up against the wall and fired on by a firing squad. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren is my guest. He's going to be with me a little bit longer, one more segment. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we will take it right away. Thank you, Kyle. We'll get right back to Kyle in a minute, and we'll also get right back to a special guest we have on the phone here for a little bit. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, of course, has both the Acura dealerships and the Nissan dealerships. But we're going to talk about the Nissan dealerships. One thing that each of those dealerships share is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you are an EMS or fire department or police officer, and church pastors too, get a great deal on the vehicle you're looking at, whether it's new or pre-owned. Now, they also have the program that they like to call Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for until the end of the life of your vehicle, as long as you have your vehicle. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or go to one of the dealerships. There's a dealership in Crystal River. The full flagship store is at Newport Richey at 1954. They also have a Nissan and Acura dealer side-by-side in Tampa on Florida Avenue. And the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway on the south side of the road. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Kyle Warren, good morning, sir, and thank you for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain. Good morning.
Okay, now we're going to bring to the table right now Dr. Malcolm Williamson, who happens to be the gentleman we talked about this last hour, putting on the COVID-19 Adverse Reaction Seminar at the Covenant Life Church, 8490 McIntosh Road, Sarasota, Florida. And Dr. Williamson, good morning to you, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, good morning. I've been listening to you for probably 5 or 6 years and have always learned something, and that's the reason why I'm still alive, because I love to learn.
Well, me too. And tell us what it is that you're doing on Monday.
Well, we have a pastor at our church in Sarasota, Ken Aldrich, who preaches only the truth, and he's right out of the Bible, and he's extremely concerned, as are all the elders and deacons, 100% of them, as to finding the truth about what's really happening now that we're into the third year of this COVID experience called the vaccine, which you know is not a vaccine. It is a, the official title is an experimental biological.
Yep.
So on that basis, we're having a meeting looking at the adverse reactions on Monday, this Monday, the 27th of February, at our church in Sarasota from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, Covenant Life Presbyterian Church is located at 8490 McIntosh Road, Sarasota, Florida. And if anyone needs to call to get directions over the phone number is 941-926-4777. So this meeting is free, and it's also partly sponsored by the Nixon's Fruit Farm, the Sarasota, not the Sarasota, the Manatee.
Bradenton.
Yeah, in Bradenton. And you go there once a month, and I will see you there on Saturday morning.
Yep.
So what we're talking about is we have a superstar, Twyla Braise, B-R-A-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the founder of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. And that is the reason why I know her, because I was a doctor and interfered with government regulations. So she was an advisor to Donald Trump trying to improve on Obamacare, and she was in the White House once a month for a couple of years, but was unable to effectively improve Obamacare. So she's the star of the show, no question about it. She's written a 39-page front and back in 2021, revised on 2022, and revised again in January of this year. So she is number one star. Then we have four doctors that are going to talk on the new standards for the pilots with the PR and the lessened training standards for pilots that fly in all airlines, the spike protein, which is the double itself, from the COVID shot, and a physician who's had a personal experience with the COVID and had to check himself out of the hospital. And I will be talking on infertility, particularly those people who are pregnant and have had the shot to protect not only their life, but the life of their baby. And that's on the female side. And on the male side, the decrease in sperm counts and motility. So that's it in a nutshell. Now, do you have any questions?
Kyle, I think you do.
Yeah, I do, and thank you for being on the program this morning, Doctor. All vaccines somewhere, somehow, there are some side effects associated with them under normal circumstances, but the COVID vaccine came around so quickly comparatively to other vaccines, and are these the sort of side effects or other untoward things that were happening? This is what you're going to be examining on Monday?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and this news is severely repressed and not reported by the U.S. government. And so people need to know the truth. And that's what we're all about. As a side point, none of the physicians, myself included, have had the vaccine because we initially read the reports. It was an experimental biological. And on that basis, we started to read and listen to people like Dr. Malone and Dr. Ferguson and other physicians. And it's really very interesting. It's not interesting. It's almost frightening when you know the truth.
Well, Dr. Williamson, I want to once again point out to the audience, this is Monday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's the Covenant Life Church at 8490 McIntosh Road, Sarasota, Florida. You'll be there. William Wood, doctor, will be there. Tamsin Rosenwasser, doctor, will be there. My friend Stephen Gufanti, doctor, will be there. And Twyla Braze, a registered nurse, will be there. And you'll be talking to people about COVID-19 and the vaccine and the adverse reactions. I know there's people in the audience who have already told me they're going to be there at your event. So that's good. And I would recommend anybody that's got any questions, anybody that's curious about this sort of stuff or wants to know, that they show up on Monday.
One more thing I can add, Twyla Braze is a master of public health also, so she's immensely qualified for this. So,
okay, sir.
And it's free. It's free. All right?
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon, and thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, God bless you, Captain.
God bless America. God bless America, my friend. Okay. There you go, Kyle. Well, you know, that's fascinating.
It really is, Captain, because obviously the kinds of side effects that we've seen, you know, in other words, this vaccine was tested on millions, if not billions, of people all at once. And we know that it takes a long time to get a vaccine from start to finish where it can be generally administered. So that's where I think a lot of these questions and a lot of these horror stories are coming from.
Mm-hmm. And let's see here. Good morning, George, the Godfather. He's saying, good morning, everyone. My son has myocarditis because of the vaccine. Okay, he's another one that...
That's terrible.
That is terrible, yeah. And we hope he gets better, George. But that's something where, you know, people, and just like me, okay, I took the vaccine right off the bat, but I didn't realize that I'd already had COVID. And I didn't know it because they didn't test my antibodies until after I had the shot. And my antibodies were out of sight, out of mind. And they told me, they says, listen, something's going on here. Have you been sick or whatnot? And I said, yeah, I was really sick. I couldn't breathe. Matter of fact, you did my show for me for almost the whole week, remember?
I do remember, yes.
I said, that was COVID. I had it. The antibodies were in my system. I never needed to take the damn shot. Oh, well, here we go. Here's what it is. Kyle, thank you very much for sticking around. We look forward to talking to you tonight on the Weekend Edition. Have a great day, my friend.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, a true trooper when it comes to the game of radio broadcasting. He is there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of a Los Angeles area archbishop. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna announced that 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody Monday morning after surrendering to police outside his residence in Torrance, about 20 miles north of Los Angeles. Archbishop David O'Connell was found shot to death in the bedroom of his home in the L.A. suburb of Hacienda Heights. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking Tesla for information after a driver in one of the company's cars was killed over the weekend. This is now in addition to dozens of special crash investigations NHTSA has already opened into Tesla vehicles where autopilot was suspected of being used. While it hasn't been confirmed yet that the Model S involved in the crash in Walnut Creek, California, was using the self-driving feature, that particular vehicle is currently under recall for issues with the system. Julio Flores, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, you heard Bo yesterday. He was up in Boston, up in Concord, at their campus up there, doing some things that needed to be done. And he'll be back down here in a couple of weeks to sit in the studio with me and converse again. But in the meantime, I want you to listen to what the National Aviation Academy is all about. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that have a mechanical ability and you've worked on cars, you've worked on motorcycles, maybe you've worked on bikes, maybe you've worked on boats, lawnmowers, whatever, you already have a leg up on everybody else. You know how to work with your hands and your head and fix things. And you could probably read schematics and probably do the charts that need to be done to try to get something fixed and fixed correctly. All that being said, that's exactly what an aviation mechanic technician does. Now, they have two campuses, National Aviation Academy, where they will teach you to become just that, an aviation maintenance tech. Now, their first campus is right here in Clearwater, Florida. and it is across the bay from me. And they encourage people to come and take a tour of their facility, just like the one up in Concord, Mass, outside the city limits of Boston, where my buddy Bo is right now. Asked to take the tour, call them up, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, if it were me, I would want to see both of them, both of the campuses, and then make up my mind that way. There is a difference between one and the other. It's not just about the weather either. But in 14 months, if you take the full course, you'll be certified. You get out there on the line, and away you go, and you start making big bucks. And I do mean big bucks. Now, if you're coming out of the military and you've been in the aviation field as a mechanic, or maybe you're coming out of the motor pool as a mechanic, you've already got a leg up on everybody because you understand how to take things apart and put them back together a la military style. So, with all of that being said, you need to go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go there. And then pick the campus you want to see, or pick them both, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And then call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And take the tour at one or both of their facilities, and then make up your mind that way. I'll tell you what, either way, you are not going to make a wrong decision. This is a job that if I was starting over again, I'd be right in the middle of it, because you can make a six-figure salary very quickly and make that salary for a long time. If you're good at what you do, you're going to make the money. It's going to literally dump in your lap because of your ability to be able to take something apart and put it back together again, like a jet engine or some of the components to a plane. Now, the Navy is offering more than $100,000 in surface warfare bonuses as the service contemplates new ways to boost retention within the community. Now, depending on your rank and how long you've been there, and this, that, and the other, you can get up to $100,000 to stay there. That's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal. Think about that before you decide that you're going to leave the Navy. Now, Special Ops Aviation and the Special Ops Aviation Unit that is attached to it from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, has just presented dozens of Valor and Combat Awards, more than 50 of the Army's most elite aviators and their support personnel received Combat or Valor Awards recently in a ceremony at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And congratulations to each and every one of you. You've earned it. You deserve it. Congratulations. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, and I told you what the Navy's doing, troops are going to get an extra $100,000 in life insurance on March the 1st. Many of you don't know this, and you're hearing about it for the first time. Don't know why that is. You should have already. But service members will automatically receive an extra $100,000 of life insurance coverage as of March 1st, increasing the maximum service members' group life insurance coverage amount to $500,000. $500,000. Wow. Now, the Air Force's review of cancers amongst its nuclear missile corps will include all personnel who worked on guarded, supported, or operated the nation's ground-based warheads. The Air Force Global Strike Command announced. Hopefully it's nobody you know, but we do know that there have been some problems. Now, here's one for you, ladies. the first woman ever to command a U.S. aircraft carrier, is slated for promotion to become a one-star admiral, the Navy recently announced. She'll be a rear admiral. Where she's going to go, we don't know. Will she still be on the ship? We don't know. Will she be in charge of a fleet or flotilla? Don't know. Will she be in the Pentagon? Could be. We'll see. Also, the latest U.S. airstrike in Somalia has killed 7 suspected al-Shabaab fighters. Now, the U.S. military has launched 6 airstrikes and 1 special operations raid against an ISIS leader in Somalia so far this year, since the 1st of January. Needs to be done. Like it or not, needs to be done. Get rid of the bad guys. Get rid of their leadership. The rest of it will fall within. Also, a global divide on the Ukrainian war is deepening. Beyond the West, the world is far from united on the issues raised by the Ukraine war with Russia and often gets a sympathetic hearing in the global South. So we'll see what happens next as this war is not going away anytime soon. It's phasing into perhaps another phase. We'll have to wait and see. And by the way, what are Articles 4 and 5 of NATO's founding treaty, and why do they matter at all? Well, President Biden told Eastern European leaders the United States had made a sacred commitment to Article 5 on the NATO Charter. That's the one where if the NATO country says, help, help, we're in trouble, we need help under Article 5, we're being attacked by whatever, whoever, that all the NATO countries come running with their military. Now, as we know, there's a movement afoot to get the Ukraine into NATO. If it were to happen, it would take a little while because they've talked about it, they've hinted about it, but nobody's really held their hand up and said, yep, we're going to do it, let's get her done. They haven't really done that. And in the meantime, finally, the Florida militia, not National Guard, the Florida State Guard, is upgrading their equipment, multiplying expenses for the National Guard. And soon, you will see not the 400 that are out there now, but 1,500 and counting. They're going to make it the best that the best can offer. Can't wait to see that one. All righty, folks. We'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way in the Capitalist America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thanks very much, Chris, and I feel the same way about you and the Watchdog on Wall Street. We've been tag-teaming each other for well over 20 years right now, and boy, it's been a lot of fun. We'll get to that in a minute. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is a top-of-the-line car and dealership that specializes in giving you, the active duty military, the veteran, the first responder, EMT, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, the best possible deal they can for the service you do for our community and our country. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they also come, the vehicles come with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And I will tell you this, I've yet to find anybody, anywhere, in any car dealership, regardless of who they are, what they are, that can offer these type of savings to the people that serve us right off the bat. All right. Tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog. How are you?
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, listen, we were talking off air, and I'm going to tell you what Ron DeSantis is up to here. Now, Ron DeSantis, our governor, Florida governor, is moving to more than triple the size of the newly revived Florida State Guard notice I said Florida State Guard, and upgrade its equipment, multiplying expenses for the National Guard like probably 10 times bigger. Now, the state, and this is because we still have the National Guard, and we have to until we get the State Guard to where it's as good as the other. But the State Guard was reactivated last summer after being dormant since 1947. Now, it was first created in 1941 to replace Florida National Guard members who had been deployed to World War II. Now, the state at that time, the Guard's website, described it as a volunteer force to help other agencies to respond to natural disasters or man-made emergencies. That's what the Florida State Guard is all about.
Well, I think that's great. I think, you know, you're doing that obviously in the wake of the god-awful hurricane that the state of Florida just went through. You know, not to mention, I mean, I would give another mandate there. I would also, you know, put maybe border control as a part of that as well. I've been calling for something similar. I'll be honest, I didn't even know that it existed. In states like Texas and, you know, good luck to California doing it, maybe Arizona, any border state there where the, you know, the federal government is failing to do its job. I mean, you're governor of a state, you're kind of like a president to some degree. You really are.
Well, he's the commander in chief of the military.
And if, you know, you've got a, you know, foreign invasion coming in, I'm sorry. I said, you got to do something about it. And, you know, damn the feds. Who cares? I mean, I think Texas needs to do a hell of a lot more, quite frankly, and, you know, protecting the border. It's not being handled by the feds.
Well, here's the final statement here about this, and I will mention California, New York, and Texas in this. A so-called state defense force like the Florida State Guard are military units commanded by the governors themselves that, unlike a state's National Guard, cannot be federally activated into the U.S. military. Now, state defense forces are also active in 22 other states, including California, New York, South Dakota, and Texas. And I'll get to South Dakota in a minute, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. Do you remember when the governor of South Dakota was on the border actually taking control of the troops that were down there, doing what they were doing to make sure that they weren't getting involved in any nonsense that the government, you know, shouldn't have been doing?
Remember,
she was down there, Christino?
Christino was, I don't know, I don't remember. I remember you're going down there. I remember her directing troops. I can't.
She was down there as a commanding officer of the South Dakota National Guard. They had about 200 of their troops down there, and she was down there with them. And spent the better part of
the South Dakota National Guard. You're different than the regular.
That's correct. That's correct. But they were assisting their sister state, Texas, through this national defense program.
I see. I have no idea how the chain of command works with things like that. I would assume that the National Guard is still the president, correct?
Correct. And they go overseas. They can be shipped overseas. The state cannot. The local cannot. It's all strictly for, as I told you earlier, for natural disasters here in the United States.
It's probably, you know, like a, you know, period of time and a volunteer type of thing. I'm sure you could probably, you know, get, you know, many existing police officers to probably contribute time to that. And
correct.
State officers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that, you know, you probably get a pretty willing citizenry to help out with something like that. Why wouldn't, you know, people, you know, you help out your fellow citizens when there's natural disasters and whatnot. I think that people be lining up to sign up and volunteer.
Well, they have reached out to local citizens, civilians in particular, and they've reached out to groups for certain reasons. For example, amateur radio, because when the radios go down and the telephones go down, there's only one type of radio service that's still going to work, and that's the amateur radios.
Mm-hmm. They still have those old ham radio things, huh?
You bet they do. Only they're not old time anymore. Some of them are digital.
Wow.
Yep,
okay.
you got a little computer in your car or your phone. I mean, the new phones are phones.
Well,
the new radios
new phones,
are about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah, but the new phones, as far as if you got a new iPhone, for example, if the service goes down, let's say all the cell phone towers go down, they now believe they link it up to Starlink. It's like an SOS thing. If you're doing it, because, you know, Elon Musk, he's got the Starlink service. you're the new phones, if God forbid something happens or you're in a dead zone and you get into trouble, you can get service via Starlink.
Well, that's what's going up over the weekend. I think it's, well, maybe it's Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. They're launching a whole bunch of Starlink satellites.
I mean, eventually the price will come down. It's great for, you know, people that are, you know, obviously doing a lot of, on the water. Right now they charge about $10,000 a month. It's expensive for like a vessel.
Very.
But it'll come down eventually. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. If they get it down, I'd be interested in it. But it's several hundred dollars just for the service per month. Never mind buying it, just for the service. All right. Well, the nation's capital is being rocked by revelations that Republican lawmakers may be undermining the very foundations of our democracy by refusing to do the bidding of their donors, and they're not doing what their money that they get says they need to do. And people like Ron DeSantis, who gets government money money from different donors, they expect certain things and they're not getting it. Well, you know, I remember Ron DeSantis a while back saying, hey, if you want to give me money, doesn't mean it's going to be, it doesn't mean I'm going to do what you want to have done, but that's fine too. And they just take a chance. When you hand a politician a check, regardless of the amount, you're just taking a chance that maybe they'll listen to you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good chance, though, historically, that they're going to, think about you when it comes to voting on something. And there's no doubt that a lot of times it's not direct contributions; it's via lobbyists. It's where that entire industry exists.
Well, we got a lot of chatting now going on about the ESG investing.
There's Florida's pushing back against that.
They're
not the only state. West Virginia, there's several others that are like, this is just patently absurd. It's ridiculous. And I agree. ESG, you know, in some way, shape, matter, form has been happening for a long time. Where, you know, states and governments, you know, decide who's going to do certain work, based upon the color of someone's skin rather than their merit. And this is why, you read the statement, that was put out by Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for president.
Right.
Yes, but the first thing he wants to do, he wants to eliminate affirmative action and get the country back behind a merit-based system here, where it's, you know, based not based upon the color of your skin, it's based upon how well you do and how hard you work. And I face that in my business where, you know, they put in bids or offers to manage money, for states and, you know, right away they'll tell you, they said, we can't even consider you. You're the wrong color. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, what if I've done a better job and I put a better proposal? It doesn't matter. You know, you have to check certain boxes for certain positions, and that doesn't strengthen the country. It weakens it. And quite frankly, you go take a look at what Martin Luther King had to say about
You are right, my friend, and with that, I'll say see you on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay warm.
You got the one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, check out all the things that Chris does, and sign up for his newsletter. In the meantime, I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.